Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm sitting up here at Dairy Queen, so you always doing pretty good when you're in the parking lot at Dairy Queen, aren't you?
Nice. Heck yeah. Now, are you going for the breakfast? Are you going for the breakfast blizzard, or are you going for the early morning chili dog?
Early morning chili dog.
Yeah,
let's make this a good day.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, that is going to be a good day. You know, I like my ice cream that you can turn upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I had a Dairy Queen ice cream.
Ooh.
That's a shame. I need to go this Sunday. We used to go Sunday after church and get them. Yeah. Then my waistline told me no.
We were just talking about that off air. Not yours, ours.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about his.
Angie has a distinct way of knowing if I'm eating wrong, because she'll call me every time. Hey, what are you doing? I'm like, is there a camera in this car? What, are you spying on me? How did you know I just ate something I shouldn't have?
Yeah.
Yeah, being 49 stinks sometimes.
Hey, wait till you get to 51, buddy.
Well, at least don't you get the discount on all the being a senior at that point?
No, still a few more years down the road. But the AARP people start hitting you up in your mid-30s now.
Oh. Yeah, that's very, very true. Well, I tell you what, we are blowing and going today. It has been a fast and furious. I was up here meeting the UPS driver to get a package to take to a decorator to get her to pick the floor out. So I'm headed to the lake again to pick out another floor. But if you are looking, if you're building, let's just say, just like we're doing right now, the cabinets are in, the walls are painted, not happy with the first choice they made. It's all good. We'll get some more stuff sent in and run back up there and repick it.
Oh, I like that.
Because everything changes during the building process.
Right.
Yes, it does. Constantly.
So folks need to call you at
285-8117? 285-8117, and we're going to take care of you all the way through the job, from picking the colors to the floor being installed. And 2 years later, if you have any issues, call us. We're coming back.
Well, I love that.
Well, again, folks, 285-8117. And when you do call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Bonus points if you mentioned Dairy Queen.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Take care, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. More News and Views, second hour, coming up after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Economists were expecting far more than the 210,000 jobs that American employers added last month. The experts had predicted more than 500,000 new hires. A disappointing employment report for the month of November. The unemployment rate did fall from 4.6 to 4.2%. Growth in the economy services sector, that's where most Americans work, hit an all-time high last month, surpassing the previous record that was set in October. A Michigan school superintendent speaking out about this week's deadly shooting at his district's high school, a teenager charged in the attack that left four students dead. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow down about 6 points. The NASDAQ is off 181 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Nick, what are you doing?
Well, Adam, Thanksgiving is over, so it's officially time for the holidays.
And it's time for our Legacy Box Cyber Monday sale, which means you can save up to 65% when you digitize your home movies and pictures. What an incredible reason to join the millions of people who've entrusted Legacy Box to safeguard their recorded memories.
Plus, Legacy Box is the best gift for you or a family member. It's what Better Homes and Gardens called the most sentimental gift to make this holiday season special.
And what Reader's Digest called a genius product.
That's because Legacy Box is simple and safe. Just fill and send, and you'll get your new digital copies of your treasured tapes, film reels, and photos.
So turn on the Christmas music and make sure to visit LegacyBox.com and shop our Cyber Monday sale to take an unreal 65% off.
Our Cyber Monday sale is going on now at LegacyBox.com/LBox. That's LegacyBox.com to take 65% off. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
There are many Alabamians that are waking up today to make a positive difference in someone's life and to do good and to be good. I'm excited for the opportunity to help folks get up and get on their way and face the day.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Some views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
How you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. And we have across the desk from me, Jonathan Strange from XI Repair. Jonathan, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty well.
Oh, sorry, I had the wrong mic going.
Okay, now we try it.
Now, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty well.
There we go.
It's like the Bidens missing their cue to light the Christmas tree.
Yeah, first day here.
I didn't have my teleprompter.
Yeah, there you go. Goodness gracious. Well, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Very good.
Yeah, likewise. Spent a lot of time with my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, went up to Decatur way. I'd never been up there. It's a pretty picturesque little town, I have to say. There's a lot. It looks a lot more like fall up there in that part of the state.
You can actually see leaves changing.
Yeah, well, and the different colors of the leaves all over the ground. It was pleasant, and the Iron Bowl was a great game, but it didn't end very pleasantly for an oblique myself. Yeah. Anyway, do you think SpaceX is going to go bankrupt?
I saw that. Probably not, because Elon Musk probably just dump a bunch of money, of his own money, into it.
Yeah,
right.
Or he'll just
probably.
He'll come up with something else like that flamethrower. Sell a bunch of them for, you know, gazillion a piece. Boom, he's got money again. He's got ideas. He can produce a product and make money, no problem.
Yeah, he's at that level where it's like he'll never. It'd be pretty much impossible for him to go broke, personally. But in terms of his business ventures, I think he's kind of at a point where he just likes doing things that are fun.
Yeah,
right. They're going to change the world, so he doesn't really care. It's like, whatever I have to do to make this work is all that matters.
Well, and I bring up that, and the technical details behind that, folks, are that apparently they have one guy running the engine or the rocket division, and he was not really doing what he needed to do. And was hiding the ball on how they were falling behind on the actual manufacture of these engines. And apparently that's the tough part, is the actual manufacturer. You can design all to your heart's desire. And so now Elon said, we have to make up for lost time and have to get it done by, well, about this time next year, mm-hmm. or we're probably going to go bankrupt. They need to be doing it, I think, weekly, he said, sending rockets up to make the business model work and all the money they put in. So I hope that works. But I bring that up because I want to compare that to the conversation we've been having the last few times we've sat in the studio, Jonathan, with sort of like the metaverse idea and the virtual reality world. It's an interesting distinction that I heard, I believe, Peter Thiel make, that the people that built this country, say, at the turn of the 20th century, were really these folks that acted on the world in a way that's just incredible. They're the folks that built all the skyscrapers, for the most part. They're the folks that built the Apollo program, that built the war machine and mobilized for World War II, let's say. And it seems like something changed in the 70s, maybe, into the 80s, where technology kept going, and no doubt we've still seen plenty of improvements, but it's all been kind of internal and almost therapeutic. It's like, instead of, like, going to the moon, let's now play a video game. And I grew up with video games. I love this stuff. Our past conversation about the metaverse, I think it's fascinating. I think it is coming, for better or for worse. But I almost want to see more folks like an Elon Musk who are saying, you know what, I'm going to create things that really affect the world, instead of something like you sit in a chair. Because I don't want our future to be, you're in a pod, here's your burrito made from bugs, as the World Economic Forum, you know, tells you what you should watch and consume. I think there is still that adventure out there. And I don't know how much this gets into your expertise, Jonathan, but what do you think of this distinction that there are, we've almost gone inward?
Well, it's a clear distinction that we've done the things that are easier.
Mm.
Because it's a lot easier to sit behind a computer and program an app store, a game for the app store, like Angry Birds, than it is to go out and, you know, manufacture new types of rockets that can land themselves.
Sure.
Right? I mean, like, this is... So he's taken on the hardest task. And a good analogy that I can think of is in my industry, you don't see a lot of good repair shops or data recovery experts. A lot of people that you go to will end up just sending it to someone like mm-hmm. myself that actually do the work. And then they just take the money from the customer and maybe upcharge it.
Right.
And the reason that is because people don't want to put in the work. At the end of the day, they don't want to learn. They don't want to push the boundaries.
It's easier to make a website that says, I do this, and then just contract it out to you.
I mean, I can't tell you guys how many people. Like, we have customers, I can't say their names, in Alabama and in other states, that all they do is they just advertise, we do data recovery, or we fix these particular devices that take hard skills like microsoldering. Then they will send it to us and then just upcharge.
Hey, Joe, we got to talk about a business idea.
We'll be one of these satellite feeder brands. Right back into Jonathan's.
But I've seen that a lot, and I see that with a lot of industry. It's easier to build a website, and it's more, it's like a funnel page where they're just pushing it to you. Okay, I need data recovery. All right, I'm using Bob's data recovery. He looks like he's got a good website. As far as I can tell, everything is good. And when I send my stuff to Bob, Bob will have it sent directly to you. He's just a professional middleman. I see that in a lot of industries nowadays.
So we recently bought like business cards, shirts, things like that, you know, promotional stuff mm-hmm. for the company. And I was just looking online, and like the top five places that I could get stuff delivered to the company for were like three or four times more expensive than if I were to go to like the second and third page of Google and just try to find someone that was smaller that was actually the printing person.
Yes.
I called and it would be like these foreign customer service reps that don't actually, they don't have like, I would always ask like, do you guys have a physical warehouse where you guys are doing that? Well, kind of. They're all over the place. It's like, oh, so when someone buys shirts, you subcontract to this company. And what I'm getting at is I think that's the world we've unfortunately come to live in, because a small select few of people have gotten really good at, you know, displaying things in front of your face on a phone and not actually doing the work.
Right.
Well, and I think also there are a lot of, because we're going for the low-hanging fruit in some instances, or some folks are just cutting corners. They're just being lazy and they want to make a buck.
Sure.
But it's also the really difficult problems. For instance, President Biden, and for good reason he says this, because his son died of the same type of cancer as my mother died from, the particular type of brain cancer, and so he made it a mission of his administration to cure cancer, which, great, but Richard Nixon said that however many years ago Nixon was president, and yet we've not really gotten there. There have been some advances with particular types of cancer and some ways to reduce symptoms, and some cancers that used to be a death sentence aren't. So there has been improvement. But the actual idea that you cure it, it has not been around. And I start to wonder, why is this? And it goes through a series of excuses. And I'm really stealing this from Peter Thiel. It's the idea of, okay, we don't have enough money is the first excuse. And it's like, give me a break. Because there's been so much money dumped into the sciences. Well, maybe, you could say they need more to be independent. So it's almost like a Musk with, excuse me, pardon me, folks, with FU money.
Yeah.
but that's not how our system's working. Everybody's sort of tied together.
Well, a lot of those, especially with cancer, I get so frustrated. There's so these big companies that swear they're doing to cancer research. They're doing all this fundraising.
Right.
Well, if you look at their numbers, 80 to 90% of the money that comes in goes into their salaries of that company. It does not go into research. One of the biggest ones out there is that way.
Oh, goodness. Well, if you want to go down that road, let's talk about donation companies.
Oh, there we go. Exactly.
So much overhead, and it's more, hey, we went on this great trip.
Right.
When you donate that $100, like what percent of that actually goes to the kid in Africa?
And I never knew that until years ago when I listened to talk radio and that came up. And one of the biggest cancer, awareness companies that really raises money, they do that pink campaign. Look at their numbers. Mm-hmm. Not very much goes to research. Most of it goes to their administration. And then when you look at the administration, it's usually the people that came up with that. It's their sister, their daughter, their brother. It's the family business.
Right. Well, or you get like the promise where it's like, okay, give us even more money. We're 5 years out from solving this. Well, we've been 5 years out for a half century now. And it's not just, I'm not just picking on cancer research and people trying to solve that problem, because that's great. It's more every industry seems to, with the exception of Silicon Valley, and I'm wondering if that's starting to set in now in Silicon Valley in a way, where it's not been these massive advancements. And I'm really from the school of, it takes somebody like a Steve Jobs or an Elon Musk to really upset the apple cart, because most folks don't want to rock the boat. And it seems like all the incentives are just shut up. And if you have a revolutionary idea, all the folks that say disagree with you or part of the establishment are going to poo-poo your idea or ruin you. In some cases, I get fascinated. I don't know if you're fascinated by this, Jonathan, or you, Eddie. I'm really not sure about you, Eddie, on this or many other issues.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of how ancient are certain civilizations. So you can get real fancy with the lost city of Atlantis.
Right.
But it's more like, okay, the Egyptian pyramids or all the massive structures that are built. You see some of these berms, I think, in South America. Mm-hmm. Like these lost civilizations, and there are so many folks that for decades have taught, hunter-gatherers, but now certain fields are showing, these things were much older, and what happens is the person that brings up the crazy idea is persona non grata. Like, you get to go live on an island somewhere, you crazy kook, you're just trying to be provocative. And I think that might be what's holding us back in many regards, that it's groupthink as opposed to giving the person who's got the idea you know, free rein to run, or at least entertain the idea.
Well, that and putting enough, putting so many boundaries, you know, around him to where he ends up having to go through more hurdles to just accomplish the idea than focusing on how to, you know, cure cancer or whatever the issue is, especially when it comes to business. I mean, you think about how many hoops Elon himself has to jump around just to be able to do what he's doing.
And he's still the black sheep. I mean, Bezos is saying, hey, instead of stepping up to the competition, he's crying to the government, hey, this guy's beating me. I need you guys' help with this. I need you all on my team. Mm-hmm.
I think the most disgusting thing I've seen from my generation in the past year or two is how much young people have, like, just hated on these billionaires, particularly Bezos and Elon.
For their wealth.
For their wealth. And it's just like, guys...
Yep.
They don't understand. You know, maybe I do a little bit more because, I mean, it's been multiple nights this past week that I've been in the shop till almost midnight.
Right.
You know, and I get it, but I think most people don't. They think that their 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. job is what Jeff Bezos is doing, and then he just kicks his feet up, and it's like...
Not at all.
Elon works, like, there's been numerous interviews and proof that he's been, like, in his factories... sleeping three or four hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, he'll stay there days at a time.
Right.
And in his house, I've seen this as a YouTube deal, but he lives in a tiny house.
Right.
And so they're asking, why do you live in a tiny house? He's like, because I have this 700 square feet is all I have to worry about.
Yep.
It keeps my mind simple.
Yep. No dogs.
Right.
No millions. Well, I mean, he has kids, but he's not, you know, necessarily the one constantly raising them. Or, I mean,
right.
Every obstacle and every distraction that he possibly has, he takes away specifically to focus on the company. And if you think that's because he's just trying to be a king on a throne surrounded by gold, then you're just foolish. You don't understand these people's
motives.
You're
not a true entrepreneur.
Well, and I went on a little bit of a rant about this yesterday, so I'll try to put it a bit milder. Elon Musk is the guy who stuck his neck out there on, say, electronic vehicles and battery technology. Biden holds an electronic vehicle, an EV summit.
And doesn't even invite him.
Doesn't even invite him.
What a slap in the face.
It doesn't mention him. And, of course, is mentioning GM, mentioning Ford.
All the ones that we're subsidizing.
Right.
And doesn't he drive a Jeep, by the way? Like, I saw a picture of him in the White House.
Biden?
I'm pretty sure he drives.
It might be one of those Barbie Jeeps.
I know he's not supposed to drive, but I've seen him, like, it could be fake, but it just seemed like every photo I've seen when they're talking about those articles of him not inviting Elon, he's always, like, in a Jeep or...
It's not a Power Wheels Jeep. It's a real Jeep?
Like a real Jeep.
Wow,
yeah.
They let him drive something. Wow.
Yeah, so, it might be a Jeep.
I mean, maybe it's an older picture or not, but it seems like he definitely has some kind of allegiance to GM.
I'm sure he does. Old school.
What they've done recently with this infrastructure bill that did pass... By the way, folks, the... Government has been funded. What a shame.
Yeah.
No government shutdown.
Yep.
None of that fake crap this year before Christmas. But Build Back Better is still on the rocks. Kyrsten Sinema, however you say her stupid name, she is saying, I'm not down with this triple B cause going on right now. But they did pass the infrastructure bill, and part of that is Pete Buttigieg. You know, he was recently selling... why electronic vehicles are going to be so great, why it's being so subsidized in this infrastructure. He only said, well, it's really good for poor people that never have to worry about gas prices again. And I'm like, okay, this is what they always do. They pick certain corporate cronies at the expense of the true innovators in the space. And then to hide the ball of this is a big corporate crony scheme, they said, we're doing this for the poor people by giving them tax credits. And it's... Like, you shouldn't take their money in the first place. You shouldn't be picking winners and losers. I can hear people on the left saying, but they do this with big oil. Well, then they're just as guilty.
Joey, you know a poor person that has an electric vehicle?
No.
I bought a new vehicle last year. One of the reasons I did not buy an electric vehicle was because of the maintenance cost. So that everyone says, oh, well, you don't have to get oil changes often and blah, 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 blah. Right. Okay, well, you got to replace that battery after so many years of driving. I drive a lot. I'm probably going to have to replace it pretty soon. And they're extreme
amounts
of money.
It's almost the cost of the car.
Yes.
It's like, you remember, and you know this better than anybody, back in the mid-90s, it was cheaper to buy a new printer than it was to buy a cartridge for your printer. You just went and bought a new printer because it came with two cartridges.
That's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's essentially the same thing with electric vehicles.
Right.
Those batteries, once they're done, they're done.
Right.
You know, and then you have the recycling cost of that. That's not like you just go and put that in a dumpster. That doesn't work that way either.
Right. I mean, this comes back, again, I'm trying not to make today about my industry, but it seems like everything comes back to that. You know, with Tesla, what they're doing, a lot of people don't realize that if you go try to change things, that your Tesla gets locked up.
Yeah.
Right? So it kind of comes back to this huge issue that we've seen this year of right to repair and, mm-hmm. and your ability to fix things. And do you really own it if you can't, you know, change a steering wheel cover or a button in your car? Like, do you really own that? Because it will literally limit how fast you can go. And same things with our phones. You know, if do you really own the phone if you have to take it to an authorized repair shop to get it fixed or so on and
where,
so on?
Where are we with that on phones? Because do I mean, let's be honest, do I actually own this phone? It's not unlocked. I did buy it. But at the end of the day, if I wanted to, if I wanted to put something on this phone that for whatever reason this company didn't allow me to do, they can stop me.
Yeah, so let me answer that question by comparing it to something else.
Okay.
So I think the best definition of an electronic device that you truly own today that you can still go buy is a computer.
Okay.
Not one made by Dell or HP, but like a computer where you buy all the parts and you essentially just assemble it yourself.
Okay.
And there's a couple reasons why. Dell will put parts in there that's serialized and stuff that makes this analogy complicated. So let's just say you go online, you buy a motherboard, a hard drive, you know, processor, graphics card, and RAM, and you put Windows 10 on it. Okay, you own that computer because if you want to put a Mac OS on it, it's complicated, but you technically can.
Okay.
If you want to put a Linux operating system on it, you technically can. Now, let's contrast that to a phone. If you have that phone right there, essentially all you can put on it is the Android operating system.
Right.
And there are parameters in there that limit you to downloading certain things that are approved by their app stores. And you almost have this silo of what you can and cannot do. So in my opinion, you don't own it from an operating standpoint because you can't put whatever operating system you want on it. Now, from a hardware standpoint, on my computer analogy, you know, I've had my personal gaming computer for over a half a decade now, and it's still super fast. At any point, I can go put new RAM in it. I can take the old RAM out. I can put a new processor in it. I can swap out the board and keep all the other components. You know, I can change it myself. I can take it to a shop to do it. I can take it to Best Buy, or I can take it to their authorized service center. So I truly own it on a hardware level. Contrast that to your phone. A lot of the newest phones, you're having to take it to an authorized service dealer. Now, we are for Apple and other manufacturers as well, so we can do it. But I feel bad for the little DIYers like myself who used to do this. Now they're locked out because they don't have access to the software. So from a hardware level, you don't own that device either. And then lastly, just from an app store perspective, because I think that's where most people can relate to this the mostly, you're only able to download the apps that they say you can download.
Correct.
Right. So they will take stuff off like Parler or whatever other type of app that you might be interested in. Whether it's good or bad, to me, it doesn't matter. You should still have the right to do so. On my Windows computer, I can go access Tor browser and I can do some really bad things, but I can also access some really good things. I can give, you know,
the freedom.
Right. Right.
It's truly yours.
Exactly.
Well, and to bring this back around, it's one thing where, you know, on every different level of the infrastructure or corporation is controlling things. What makes it even worse, and this is why I'm really worried about regulation of the internet in that space, is there's going to be some crony corporate scheme to where, oh, you regulate us, please, Facebook says, or Apple even might say. And what they're doing is crowding out any potential competition that would challenge that infrastructure that allows them to control so much and where Eddie doesn't own his phone. And you see that now happening, I think, in the EV vehicle space. And there's so much of this that it could be faster, it could be cheaper, and DC doesn't help with the groupthink. I'm not saying corporations are perfect. They're not. More often than not, they're up there in DC lobbying for these sorts of advantages. But it's because that power exists in the way it does, it's, I think, really holding back a lot of innovation and making things just better for the average person. Our freedom and agency doesn't have to be a function of the powerful up there making special deals for one another. And I think there's people all over the political spectrum that can agree with that.
Do you know that Tesla doesn't patent most of their
designs?
Yep,
that's awesome. That's incredible. Yeah. No, and I've got that's a whole other can of worms on the patent system. And it's one of those rights. It's very different than, say, the freedom of speech.
Right.
It's almost like a limited monopoly for a short time.
Short time, though, yeah.
But here, let's go to John D. before this break. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, two quick things. First, does Kristen Sinema not look like a composite of all of the characters on Scooby-Doo?
That's a good one. I keep seeing an anime character.
Yeah, I see very, anime character.
Yeah, she looks like a cartoon character. Right. I'll put it that way, yeah.
I mean, think about it. She looks like like, she doesn't look like Scooby, but she looks like Shaggy and Thelma and Veronica. You know, it's like all rolled into one. Okay, here's the other thing. This is what I love about living in this country. I find myself in the lobby of the Grand Hotel, and I look across, and who's sitting directly across from me but Tim Cook?
Is that right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And here's the best part. I pull out my Apple phone, get on YouTube, and pull up a John Oliver video making fun of Apple iPhone security system and watch it with the sound turned down low while I'm sitting across from Tim Cook. Only in America, man.
Oh, that's...
You can't do that in China.
What okay? An amazing country.
I love it. All right, y'all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, too, John. We do have to hit this break. More news and views from 9 till noon with Jonathan Strange. And really, folks, we're all... I literally, and I'm telling Jonathan now, I made no plan. We're just talking here because it's Friday. But I do enjoy it. More news and views when we come back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold the odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart?
Let's go hear some Christmas music.
Oh, sweetheart, Daddy's really busy. Do you
hear me crying out the king? Christmas. It's a busy season, but some events are too inspiring to miss. Sunday, December 12th, Landmark Church presents the Hallelujah Christmas Tour, featuring Cloverton, whose version of Hallelujah has had millions of hits on YouTube. Hallelujah Christmas Tour December 12th is free with a live nativity and petting zoo at 5:30. Doors open at 6, concert 6:30.
Okay, sweetheart, we're going. We'll surprise Mama.
Probably not.
Huh?
Who do you think sent me in here?
I should have known.
Don't miss the Hallelujah Christmas Tour Sunday, December 12th at Landmark Church.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm here with Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Jonathan Strange across the desk from me, and look who else is here.
Let's see.
Jack Campbell.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. You sound good today.
Mm-hmm. Do I?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You look
good. I got drunk last night. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Cheating.
Okay.
Yeah, you told me you were staying in.
I did.
Okay, good. Good. Well, that doesn't mean you can't get drunk.
I don't drink at home alone.
No, that's a good policy. All kidding aside, that's a good, very good policy. But it's good to see you in here. Now, you're looking for a new phone, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so...
I have a 10, I think.
iPhone 10?
iPhone 10?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because we need to do a spot anyway for XI Repair, and we have the guy himself here.
Okay.
And this is a great part of your business. I mean, you can sell these brand new phones, and the prices, like I'm looking at the prices now, how do you pull this off, man?
We're just able to not mark them up as high as, you know, a lot of the carrier stores. We also will sell older devices that they don't want to keep in stock anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so like if you try to go into Verizon, they're not going to sell you an iPhone 8.
Right.
Or really even an iPhone 11 at most of them. You'll be lucky to get a 12 nowadays.
But you guys are able to stock that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're still available. They just want to push the latest and the greatest.
That's what I figured. It's like a new car dealership selling 2018 cars. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, and it's like I'm still working with a 10, and the tech is fine, and I'd imagine the 11 or 12 is still pretty great as well.
Yeah, and see, well, what they don't understand is that not everybody needs the, you know, $1,200 phone.
Right.
I mean, if all you're doing is making phone calls, sending texts, and taking pictures, I mean, iPhone 11 would be great for you.
What's some of the common upgrades, like when they go from a 10 to an 11, what do they usually change? Is it camera? Or is it just everything? Or do they just sometimes a little bit of an upgrade and we put a new number on it?
Very minimally.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So, like, when the 5G models came out, they actually shrank the batteries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to actually add more space for the technology needed for 5G. The problem that I have with that is that the vast majority of consumers are not truly getting true 5G. Okay, if you have a home router, it probably has a 5G, essentially, network there.
Okay.
And if you've ever connected to it, whether you knew it or not, like, have you ever seen on your home Wi-Fi, it'll say dash 5G?
Yep.
Okay, that signal is a lot weaker than a 2G signal. Yeah, so it doesn't penetrate walls, per se.
Really?
As much. So it's you have to be very close to it. So the only place we really have 5G, truly 5G, is like in New York. There's a couple places, like in their actual Verizon stores, they have cell towers inside the stores.
And that's when you actually have the 5G.
Yeah, because you have to have one like every so many blocks.
Oh, I didn't realize it had to be that close.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, and when Jack, if you're in the market, like, I see these commercials for like the 13 or whatever. And it's like, is Jack Campbell going to be making a movie or something anytime soon with your phone? Like,
I don't think so.
Like,
if
what are you looking?
In his pocket, but he forgot.
Shut up, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, dude.
Hey, I would watch your movie, Jack.
I would watch Jonathan says.
So, what are you looking for in like the new phone, Jack? Like,
I don't give that damn.
You don't give a damn.
I just want it to work.
Well, and I can completely relate to that.
Big tight. Don't care about.
And that's me. I get so frustrated. I get a new phone. It's smarter than me. I do not want to have to study how to operate a phone.
Me either.
I just want to be able to do some basic stuff with it. And that's why I was wondering, when they keep doing these upgrades, I'm getting older now. They're kind of aging me out. I'm looking at jitterbug phones now, and I really don't want the jitterbug, but that's where I feel like I'm going.
So, folks, if you're looking for a new phone, but I'm also looking here, they can build you your new dream personal computer, your own PC. Could be gaming oriented. But what if I came in and I'm like, I want to do music and video production? I guess when you're amping up a computer for gaming, it's in the same realm.
The parts are basically the same today.
Okay.
I mean, everything that's custom, like, you know, 5 years ago when someone would say, hey, I want a gaming PC, we would kind of ask, like, what are you doing on it? I mean, we still ask that, but the parts aren't specific to what you're trying to accomplish anymore, because 99% of the parts we're going to put in are really tailored towards gaming, which all that means is performance.
Right.
Right. It might have a cool, like, you know, gaming style look to the board, motherboard itself, but at the end of the day, those same motherboards are used for people making audio, music, or, you know, using CAD for design or whatever program, video editing, it doesn't matter.
Right. So 777-1234, that's the number to call at XI Repair, 777-1234, simple enough. Or xirepair.com, or I encourage folks to stop by, because I think, especially on a purchase that, I mean, even with the discounts, it's a big figure. A phone is becoming, it's not as much as a car or a house, but a phone is such a crucial thing, or a computer is such a crucial thing. I say stop them by the, you know, store itself.
Yeah, so you guys can come by and look. Like, if you're looking for a new phone, we can show you what we have in stock, and you can hold it. We'll take it out of the box, which a lot of people don't do, and we'll actually show you, okay, this is exactly what you're going to get. Play with it, you know, use it. Is it big enough for you? Do you like the color, et cetera, et cetera?
Jack, this is, like, can you go by and play with it?
What? Maybe.
We'll let you make a movie in the
lobby. Don't know. What or not.
Yeah. Well, We'll get you set up, because I know your speaker's still messed up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might as well get a new one.
I would. Yeah. Okay, I'll come by.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'll throw in there, this month only, we're doing free activations for Verizon prepaid. So if anybody comes in, we're waiving the $15 activation fee for anybody this month.
Well, folks, y'all stay tuned. Got to hit another quick break here. We'll come back with the whole crew assembled, as well as East of the Rockies on the phone. Be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked raw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Got a full studio here. Got Jack Campbell in the house. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Good.
And you and you?
And you.
Yeah. And Jonathan Strange here. Of course, Eddie's still here.
Of course I'm here.
Sometimes I wish you weren't.
I understand that.
Yeah. And sometimes I wish you weren't. When I want you here, you're not.
Right.
And then, like, today, it's like, get out of here.
Remind me of my wife again.
Jeez. Yeah, I guess we have that sort of relationship or something like that. Let's go to East of the Rockies.
What's up, East?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to hear Jack.
Yes, thank you, great. East. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Good. Doing well. Hey, look, your guest, I've got a question for him. And you know, you guys had this little promotion early on about paying it forward. And I, you know, I was like, I just do nice stuff for folks all the time. You know,
Yes, you do.
But let me tell you what I do, and maybe your guests can help me with this. When I'm going down the road, and I travel several hundred miles a week in my service work, from time to time, I will see a cell phone that is on the side of the road that somebody has lost. Now, my empathy kicks in because, you know, I've got, I do demos for songs that I write, and I've got photographs of my grandchildren and stuff like that on there. And I figured, well, you know, if those people are like me, they want their phones back. And so I found grandparents' phones, and I found dad's phones that, you know, have pictures of their kids and family on it. And I mailed them back to the people at my cost. All right, that's cool. But from time to time, my tech-savvy kid will get into the phone to try to find out who they belong to. And this last phone that I found had some just really terrible stuff in the messages, you know. And we were hoping we could find the guy's parents or something, you know. And what we did, we eventually found the guy and mailed him his phone back. So here's my question. If I find a phone and I can't find the owner, should I just discard it? Or, I mean, if the phone looks like it's viable, I mean, wouldn't that be useful to somebody?
Well, it depends on if they have a password on it, and if it's an Apple or a Samsung or Android device, if they're logged into their Google account, because if they are, there's no way to use that phone, really, without removing their Apple ID account or their Google account from the phone. So it's virtually useless unless we can do those two things. And very rarely are people not signed into the one of those two.
Right.
So in the case that they weren't, yeah, it'd be awesome. You could, you know, bring it to our store and, you know, get it activated or, you know, give it to somebody or sell it or whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah,
but in most of the time, that's not going to be the case. It's still going to be locked. And if it's locked and you can't get into it, I'm assuming the ones you were able to find, somehow you got a message or something saying whose phone it was.
Yep.
A lot of times your best chance of that happening is just charging it and waiting for it to be reported as lost and get the message pop up that says, please call this number.
Okay. And so it'll do that. And that's important because my son, who's very talented with computers and things, he's been able to crawl into these phones for me. And we found one that belonged to a contractor that had thousands and thousands of dollars worth of information that he needed for his building, and he gave my kid $250 for returning it.
Wow.
And it's like, well, your dad found it, you know?
I mean, let me get my cut.
No. My cut is knowing that my kid could do that and help people is enough for me. So I just wanted to kind of see what is the etiquette and the propriety of stuff like that. I know that they're not just like finding a cassette recorder or something, you know, that you could appropriate.
Well, the true answer is it's murky because it's not really regulated yet. Unfortunately, the big OEMs and the service providers like Verizon and AT&T haven't kind of got together and created some kind of system like a Carfax that allow us to just look up the IMEI and find the person that this owns and allows us to just call them. And because of that, it's murky. So, you know, I would just advise, you know,
I'm sure that Joey doesn't mind that. He doesn't want his privacy invaded. Neither do I, for that matter. I mean, but if you happen to find my iPhone laying on the side of the road, I would like it back. I mean,
But I would argue that for any politicians listening to this that are looking for some legislation that would be helpful, I would argue that it would be helpful to have a Carfax system for these devices because how else do we determine ownership? Let me give you a real life example. Okay, we'd buy devices in store. One of the issues that we have is that if you bring in a phone, how do I know that you're truly the owner of that device?
Right.
And the truth is, we don't.
I've always wondered that, yeah.
Okay, and there's a lot of situations where boyfriend activated the phone, he technically pays for it, you know, ex-girlfriend, it's her, technically she uses it, but she doesn't own it, and then she takes and sells it, right? And because there is no phone fax, per se, there's no way of us verifying that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, phones are, a lot of people have their whole lives wrapped up onto their phones now, and that's why I'm so strident about seeing that they're returned to people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
East,
good for you, man.
I never find a phone. How did you find a phone?
Well, when I'm driving around, Jack, I will see them, and my job, it's no secret, I do pest control, and so I have an eye for small details, and And I'm just driven, like I said, I'm driven by that empathy that somebody's memories are tied up on that device, and I want to get it back to them.
Well, and you can, by the way, just look in my phone any day you like.
Don't.
I trust you.
Don't. Don't.
You know, there's some rabbit holes I don't want to go down, there though, Joey. You know that.
Fair enough. I appreciate it. You say I got to run.
Have a good day.
272-9228. Yeah, I don't think I've ever lost my phone, though. I've lost.
You never lost your phone, dude.
No. No, I've lost my wallet. It's unnerving. I can't imagine losing this thing. You rely on it so much.
Right. A friend of mine one time lost his at the house in the lake. He just fell in the lake. And he's like, man, and it was wintertime. He's like, we need to get my phone. I was like, why? He's like, well, it's got all my stuff on. I was like, dude, it's worthless. And it's winter. Call up. You got insurance, right? He's like, yes, call him up. I'm not going to go dive down there to get your phone. It's
worthless.
You'd
be surprised. There have been times where we've been able to get stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, well, this is going to be interesting for people. It's not the actual liquid that ruins your phone. Okay, it's positively charged ions that essentially corrode the connectors on the phone. And we can just go in and replace those. 9 times out of 10, it's what's called your PMC, which is your power management chip, or the battery connector that just needs to be replaced.
Is that right? Yes. You're just changing those connections.
And as long as we can get the parts for it, 9 times out of 10, we can replace them.
That's good to do.
Now, it only makes sense to get the data back. Like, we don't normally recommend customers that have had a phone dropped in Lake Martin and then we are able to get it back on and get the data off. We don't recommend you continue using that phone.
Right. Probably.
But at least to get the data off of it. Then, yeah.
That's a good save.
We got to hit another break, but before we do, this hour always brought to you folks by Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. Kim Williams says, Merry Christmas, Jack Campbell.
Oh, good. Do you too, Kim.
And then, have you met Madeline before, Madeline Kim?
No, I have not.
She's great. Y'all would get along famously. And Madeline and Kim have been working together, I think, for about a decade. Madeline started, I think, when she was just getting out of high school.
High school, yeah.
They've been a team for a long while, and they really are doing great work. And now is the time to refinance. Historically low interest rates. And it's also one of the most expensive times of the year. So why not skip up to 2 payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage? And whatever your strategy, looking to take money out, pay off other debts, maybe you're just looking to free up cash flow, skipping those 2 payments, then having a lesser mortgage payment every month. Or it could be you want to go from a 30-year to a 15-year. As you retire, you pay off your house. They can help you with all these strategies, and they specialize in helping veterans. They went through an extra course because only about 15% of veterans who do qualify for VA home loan programs take advantage of it. So 85% of folks are out there. They qualify for these great programs. It's the best game in town, these VA home loan programs. People don't take advantage of it. So if you are a veteran and you want to know whether or not you qualify, check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. There is a difference in mortgage
lending. There sure is.
So give them a call, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore. Are you a veteran in need of assistance with the VA? Do you need help accessing service records or disputing a disability ratings claim? My office and I are here to serve you and would love to help you if we can. Please visit my website, barrymoore.house.gov, or call my office, 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses, we've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream. And if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments here in the second hour of News and Views on a Friday. Kicking off the month of December this week. Now, I'm playing this music because, Jack Campbell, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If, let's say, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk offer you an opportunity, and let's say for the sake of argument, they medically cleared you, you're going to be fine, would you go into space?
No.
You would not.
Who cares? I mean, what the hell? I don't care about that. I'll never show she again.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Elon's face just sitting across from Jack when he says that?
Yeah, who cares? Oh, you're going to Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid, I'm not going.
If I don't want to go ever.
Yeah, I know.
Don't want to snow ski either.
Snow ski?
Yeah. I've done that.
Have you ever been water skiing?
Yes.
Were you good?
No, never. Look at me. What's your thing?
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's funny.
Let's go to Rob real quick. Hey, Rob.
Hey, who is your guest there? Is that the XI Repair?
Yeah, it is. Jonathan Strange.
Hey, Mr. Strange, I'm kind of follow up on the other guy. Someone apparently left a phone at my house, and after not hearing anybody say, hey, would you check your house for my phone, I took it by one of those little recycle and maybe get a few dollar machines.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, hey, this phone has been marked as stolen or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I just threw it in the trash can next, right beside it. It wasn't a very high-end phone. They're going to offer me like $12 for it.
Right.
Well,
I do the right thing with it. It's kind of what I'm.
Yes, yes, and no. Again, like the other caller had said, it's murky waters because you know it's. It really just comes down to your personal choice at some point of what are you comfortable with doing, because there is no standard of finding that person. And if there's no calls coming through that you can answer to say, hey, I found your phone, then you're kind of out of luck. We have a lot of particular like retail stores where people will leave them, and they have policies where after so many days, you know, it's considered their property and they'll just bring them to us in bulk and, you know, sell them. You don't, or recycle them if they're not worth anything. You don't want to just throw it away. And the reason is those lithium ion batteries are not meant to go into the garbage. They'll actually cause a fire when they're, you know, compacted. And so it's actually a fire hazard. So please bring them by us or any recycler and just recycle it if it's not worth anything. If it is a newer phone, then maybe there's some value there.